We at The World like to think of our listeners as a generous bunch, the kind of folks who aim to make the world a better place. But if you've ever looked for a charity to support that helps people overseas, you know how confusing it can be. How do you know which charities make a real difference on the ground? We're exploring that question in an online chat. It's part of a project we call Tracking Charity. The head of that project is reporter Amy Costello. Now, Amy, you've lined up a terrific group of experts for our listeners to chat with. Tell us what you've got in store.
Yeah, we've really got, I'd say, an impressive list of people who've devoted their careers to critically evaluating foreign aid and charity. I'd say the young kind of upstart among tomorrow's guests is a guy named Holden Karnofsky. He's a former hedge fund trader turned charity evaluator. He co-founded GiveWell, which says it spent thousands of hours evaluating charities. And, you know, his ultimate goal is to find charities that people like me and you can support and get behind. And then listeners can also lob some questions at Iqbal Dhaliwal. He's from MIT's Poverty Action Lab. And they rely on randomized evaluations to evaluate charities and aid programs. So Dhaliwal will bring a perspective of kind of science and hard data to our chat. And last, we've got Dana Brown. She's with a nonprofit called Collaborative Learning Projects. And she co-authored a really interesting study about how recipients of international aid projects evaluate the aid they've received.
Okay, you mentioned that website GiveWell, which kind of looks at which charities are most efficient at passing along donor dollars. But what if I decide what I want to do is help build a school or help get school books to kids or invest in a clean water project? How do I know which project is best?
I think that's a great question because, you know, the needs around the world are so numerous and so profound, and it can be overwhelming to consider all the good causes that one could potentially support. And you've also, you know, got added to that mix all these nonprofit groups that are literally entering the fray every day. So, you know, I think tomorrow's chat is really an opportunity for listeners to cut through some of the noise, ask specific questions about causes that interest them. And at a minimum, they can simply listen in by going to the webpage a few times during the day just to read the conversations that are going on and some of the debates that I know will inevitably arise anytime we try to grapple with questions about what effective charity is.
Okay, so how do listeners get involved?
Well, it's very easy. Just go to theworld.org and look for our discussion there right on the homepage. And the chat will be active all day tomorrow, but listeners can actually start submitting any of their questions or comments right now.
Excellent. Reporter Amy Costello heads our project Tracking Charity. Thanks, Amy, and we'll see you online.
My pleasure, Aaron.